coming next to the stage. So like I said, Rich helped book this show tonight. He's got a bunch of really talented friends in the audience. Starting with this gentleman. He is a rapper and a teacher of spoken word poetry. Please welcome Adam Levin.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, my next mixtape is called Respect the Canyon. So
hell yeah.
I appreciate that. All right, cool. So I had a story prepared. And then I saw something on Instagram, so I decided to not do that story. So I'll just tell you the one that I got. So 13 years ago, first, before I start the story, are there any NBA fans in here? Any basketball fans? All right, cool. We got a handful. All right. So 13 years ago today, we're in Michigan because my mom's whole side of the family lives all throughout that state. And we're in the suburbs of Detroit, which are desolate and godforsaken. And there's far too many Little Caesars pizzas in the suburbs of Detroit. So we're visiting family, and we stopped by this bar to see my Uncle Jimmy. And my Uncle Jimmy used to take us to see Pistons games when the Bulls were terrible, from like 1999 through 2002, 2003. And they were courtside seats because he worked for an insurance company that sponsored the team. So I used to, like, talk shit to the players, and they used to talk shit back to me, and it was amazing. It was a phenomenal experience. And so we were there. We weren't planning to go see a game, even though we kind of made it an annual thing. And my uncle was like, here, you guys can take my tickets for tonight's game. I don't really want to go. They're really good seats, seven rows up from the floor. Enjoy yourself. So it was me, my two younger brothers, Aaron and Gabe, and my dad. So we go to the game, and the Pistons were playing the Indiana Pacers. And the Pacers, don't get ahead of me, people. And the Pacers and the Pistons at the time had probably the fiercest rivalry in sports. Like, as somebody who rooted for the Pistons, I hated the Pacers. I hated the whole state of Indiana, you know? That didn't have nothing to do with basketball. But anyway, so we go. And we're watching a game, and it's a tightly contested game throughout. And a guy who played for the Pacers was named Ron Artest. Now he's known as Metta World Peace. At the time, Ron Artest was maybe the weirdest person in the NBA. Like, strangest, had shortest temper. And about halfway through the game, I noticed that when the Pistons were shooting free throws, Artest was at half court, talking allegedly to Rip Hamilton, who was the Pistons' starting shooting guard. But then as Rip Hamilton slowly backed away from him, we realized that Ron Artest was just talking to himself. Like, he was just having a conversation with himself, and he appeared to be losing the argument somehow. He was just very frustrated and very angry. And Rip Hamilton was just shaking his head like, yo, coach, take me out and have somebody else guard this motherfucker for the rest of the game. So we're watching it, and it's really, really close throughout. And then around the fourth quarter, the Pacers start pulling away, and all of the fans in the arena got drunker and drunker. And I don't know if you guys have ever heard the white Michigan accent, but it's like if you take Tony Soprano's accent and then, like, the super fans from Saturday Night Live's accent, and then you crossbreed them in a Petri dish, that's what every white person from Michigan sounds like. And it's horrible. And they were yelling at the tops of their voices. They're losing it. They were, like, talking shit about the players and the players' kids. It was really ugly. And it just kept going. And then it got worse in the fourth quarter, and people kept drinking, so it just kept getting worse. And there was, like, a minute and a half left in the game. And Ben Wallace, who is the Pistons center, was going up for a layup. The Pacers had the game like 15 points ahead. The Pistons were not going to win. Ben Wallace goes for a layup, and Ron Artest shoves him in the neck. And he just flies backwards like this. And then Ben Wallace turns around, and Ben Wallace is like 4 inches taller and, like, at the time, one of the toughest dudes in the NBA. And Artest looks at him and realizes that he just shoved Ben fucking Wallace in the neck and just backs up to half court. Like, I don't want anything to do with this. Like, my bad. I'm just going to avoid it. And at that point, the fans were booing extra hard. It was crazy. It was pandemonium in the arena. And Artest goes and he lays down on the scorer's table like it's a day at the beach. And he's just basking in it. He's just talking to the audience. He takes, like, the the color commentator's headset and puts it on and starts talking on the radio. And then one cup of beer flies out of nowhere and hits him in the chest. And it was like a trigger, because all of a sudden, popcorn came flying out everywhere. Bottles, like, shit started, and Artest jumped up. As soon as that cup of beer hit his chest, Artest jumped up, ran into the stands, and punched the first fan he saw in the face. And then right after that, Steven Jackson, who was his teammate, David Harrison, they were jumping into the stands, fighting people. Rasheed Wallace, who is like typically known as one of the biggest troublemakers in the NBA, was pulling people out of the stands to keep them from fighting, and that's how you know shit was real, right? Like, he was just pulling players out. And I had run down, as soon as he'd laid on the scorer's table, I'd run down to about two rows up from the floor, and we were on the same side as the scorer's table, but like two sections over, so I was far enough away, and I'd been yelling shit at Ron Artest. Like, just trying to, I was a teenager and fucking stupid, so I was like, this dude's never gonna do nothing to me, so I can just yell whatever. And then as soon as he ran into the stands, I was like, oh no. And I heard my dad go, Adam! Right? And my dad's just like 6'4", like intimidating. He looks like he could have been a stunt double on NYPD Blue and shit. So, like, I run back because I don't wanna upset him. I run back, and at the time, I'm 15 years old, but I'm still like, 6'2", 200 something. I'm a bigger kid. And my dad grabbed the hood of my jacket, right? And have you ever seen the toy cranes and like Toy Story and bowling alleys and shit? And my dad lifted me off of my feet, moved me to the right, and planted me in the aisle right as two dudes and like dozens of others were like rushing the floor to fight NBA players. And all of the security guards in the arena, like, at youngest, was like 65 years old. So they'd all turned around and run away. So I saw Jermaine O'Neal, who was a center on the Pacers, slid into a punch and knocked this dude out right in front of us. It was crazy. And then I don't think I realized until after the game the impact that it had, because my dad was convinced that Ron Artest was going to be banned from the NBA for life. It was crazy. It was on SportsCenter. It was nuts. And I remember my little brother got hit with like an empty plastic Diet Dr. Pepper bottle and just started crying inexplicably. He got hit in the ankle. He was like, he was 12 years old. He was not a casualty of war, you know what I mean? But he still, he was very upset. And then after that, he and my other little brother were like crying in the car. And I was still processing all of it. And one of my brothers, like, my dad had it on the radio, and one of my brothers was like, Dad, I can't listen to this. Please turn it off. And my dad was like, okay, and he turns it off. And then he's like, Dad? My dad's like, yeah? And he was like, can I use your cell phone? And my dad was like, why? And he goes, I want to tell all my friends back home that I just saw that happen. So, yeah, I was at the Malice at the Palace 13 years ago today, and that's my story. Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Everybody. Yeah, man. Wow, that's intense. As someone who used to live in Northwest Indiana, let me tell you, you're not wrong to hate Indiana at all. Sorry, Katie.
You are wrong to hate the Pacers.
Katie loves... Who do you love, Katie?
Reggie Miller.
Loves Reggie Miller.
I do like Reggie.
I also vividly remember that game and did a lot of fan fiction about Ron Artest's rap career.
Is that true?
Yes.
All right, you're reading that in our next fan fiction episode.
Can I add a fact about Ron Artest?
Hell yeah. Yeah.
The first pickup game Ron Artest ever played in was in Queensbridge in New York. He saw somebody get stabbed to death with a table leg.
Oh my God.
What? Wow.
And with that,
what a career. Adam's got to get back home, guys. Give it up for Adam. Thank you guys so much.